This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I have a great one for you this week. I got to tell you, we had a lot of fun putting it together, and in this crazy market situation that we're in right now all around the world, I think you're going to find today's show to be really, really interesting. We're starting out with Michael Belkin, the Belkin Report. Michael was introduced to us after he was a keynote speaker at a couple of international conferences. He was introduced to us by Laura Stein, and I have to tell you, Michael is a great addition to our show. Hey, thanks for joining us, Ben.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Macro comments on the markets. It's pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah, you know, I just returned from a client visit trip to New York and Boston. I'm an advisor to big hedge funds and mutual fund companies. And I was pitching three investment themes. This was a couple weeks ago. The defensive sectors are in, cyclical sectors are out. And what's basically happened is that there's been a bear market going on in sector rotation for 7 months. So, for instance, utilities have outperformed the S&P 500 by 6 or 7%. Industrials have underperformed by 5 or 6%. That's huge. That usually happens when the market's going down, but so the indexes have hit new highs. In Europe, it's even more insane. The utilities sector has outperformed by 16%. That's huge. The index is now, you know, the European indexes are now down on the year, and industrials and basic resources have underperformed by 6-7%. So, you know, and portfolio managers are paid to pick stocks and outperform the index, and they're not having a good time this year. And I kind of call it, my term for it is Stockholm syndrome. I sort of make fun of them. They don't like it. But Stockholm syndrome is where the captives identify with their captor. And unfortunately, in the investment portfolio management business, portfolio managers have had to follow central bank easing and surrender to it, or they lose their jobs and clients pull their money. So they're all in this. I call them bubble people. You know, I sort of coined that term, bubble people. They are sort of involuntary servants of the financial bubble, and they're not doing well. So they're not bearish. I told them to go defensive. I told them to short junk bonds, and I told them to buy gold stocks. So that's my advice to you as investors. You know, be very careful about stock indexes. If you do have weight, you know, overweight defensive, underweight cyclical, junk bond market, I think the wheels could really come off just like they did in the mortgage market in 2008. It's starting to tick down. It topped out a couple weeks ago, and you get these margin calls. And the dealer community has 1/10 of the liquidity to the market that it did in 2008. So that, you know, when these big funds, Blackstone, they get redemptions and they go to sell their bonds, there's no bids. So this thing could really get ugly in junk bonds. If you're in junk bonds, get out. And then the gold stocks, you know, they had their bear market already from 2011 to December 2013. XAU down 60-something%. A lot of stocks down 90%. This year, the GDXJ is up 35%. It's been the best thing to own, and I think that it's just getting started. So I'd buy the dips in gold stocks. Best way to do it with a limited risk is GDX and GDXJ, the ETFs. And so that's my investment ideas in a nutshell. I was telling portfolio managers in New York and Boston.
Michael, before we get into the issues in Europe and your predictions about that market over there, you have a prediction about a drop coming in the U.S. market, I believe. And do you think this will be broad-based? And can you maybe elaborate on this?
It's been a real loser's game to short the S&P, and you've sort of been, again, bubble people, you know, like in the Stockholm syndrome, you know, the Fed's easing, blah, 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 where else are you going to put your money? So that's been going on for 5 years now. trees don't grow to the sky. Do you think the U.S. market is headed down? The small cap Russell 2000 has been underperforming for 6 months. It's down on the year. Most indexes are flat, up a little, down a little on the year. So nobody's lost a lot of money yet. It's just been a squeeze. I do think Europe is where things are going to get ugly. Europe, most of the stock indexes are down 3 or 4% on the year now. The DAX, which was up. So they've fallen like almost 10%, really, 5 to 10% just in the blink of an eye in a couple of weeks. So Europe is exposed to Russia. All this information is out there. It's like I feel sort of stupid even talking about it because it's right before everybody's eyes. So last week, for instance, the Financial Times reported about European companies warning. And it just, you just go down the list. Adidas, Volkswagen, Metro, it's the second largest retailer over there, Royal Dutch Shell, Siemens, car companies, Daimler starting to warn, BP, just one after another. So the Russian mess, and there's a war right on the border there, it's starting to impact corporate earnings. And it's really obvious. You don't have to be a genius to see this coming, but it's really starting to matter now. So the corporations are starting to warn. And ironically, the big inflows went into European equities, and European portfolio managers are way overweight the index with their head in the clouds. So this happened right before the market started selling off. So I think that Europe is really vulnerable, and I think we'll be coming in and seeing European stock indexes down, for a while. So I think I'm anticipating a big sell-off going into the fall, usual kind of thing, bottoming out in October, November.
Well, I got to tell you, man, from a fundamental standpoint, and I've been preaching to the choir on this one for an awful lot of years. From a fundamental standpoint, it's just amazing what's going on in the markets right now. I get, kind of an off the wall question for you, but we have some daily commentators who we feel are very, very savvy, accurate people. Gary Savage, among others, Rick Ackerman, Doc Postma, and they are suggesting that the markets right now are totally manipulated by the powers that be, for lack of better terms. And I have to agree with them, but the reason I agree with them is I don't necessarily think it's an evil thing, Michael. I don't think they have a choice. I think they got it. They have to keep consumer confidence up right now. Otherwise, I think this whole thing will just come tumbling down. Do you think I'm nuts?
No, I totally agree with you. You can't get too paranoid about this. And I do think, my whole business, and I have a forecasting model, my whole, thing is forecasting what the market wants to do, what it's looking for an excuse to do. And so you get intervention, and I think we have massive intervention, obviously with QE and zero interest rates, et cetera, and who knows what they're doing, if they're buying S&P futures or whatever. The market trades weird. But you know what? The market is bigger than central banks. It's bigger than it's bigger than intervention. And when sentiment changes, basically all they're doing is manipulating investor sentiment. That gets back to my idea of Stockholm syndrome, and where the portfolio managers are captives. But when sentiment changes and the redemptions start, you just have to get out of the way, and they can do whatever they want, but the market's going to do what it's going to do anyways. It's blowback, and we're set up for a period of blowback, which is the unintended consequences of too much intervention for a long time. I actually wrote a song about this. I have a band. I'm a rock and roller, born to rock. That's my motto. Anyways, our band just released a song called "The Gold's All Gone," and the lyrics are, the first verse goes, "The stock market is a casino where losers place their bets. They call it investing, but it's Russian roulette. Not one person in a million knows the Federal Reserve is disgusting. They'll print and they'll print till our money's worth nothing."
And we very much like that song, Michael. We posted that on the site on Wednesday this week. So anybody who didn't get to listen to it on Wednesday, come by, check it out. Michael, I really like your comments on the whole fact that the market is bigger than this intervention. Because you know what? In the long run, I think that it will all make sense, and we will get kind of the rise in prices where we think they are due, and the pops and bubbles where we also think the bubbles are. Unfortunately, sometimes day to day, even week to week, these markets can just be a little bit confusing. But Michael, really appreciate having you on the show. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got somebody else on the line right now who we also, Corey and I think this guy is absolutely brilliant. Chris Temple. Chris is a regular guest on our show, on daily editorials every day, a weekend show, etc. And we're going to start out doing a standalone with Chris right now. He is very, very bullish on the energy sector, and he's going to tell us why. Chris, you're on, bud.
Well, first of all, Al, as I've been telling people for a while now, especially with all of these geopolitical issues, whether it's Iraq, Syria, Gaza, more so these days Ukraine, what investors need to do is to, first of all, not base their investment game plan strictly or even primarily on what might happen because of these types of factors. You first want to identify areas that are fundamentally strong and may get stronger in the markets that don't have anything necessarily to do with these geopolitical fears and what may or may not happen. And then if we see some worse things happen with some of these trouble spots, then maybe see our gains augmented by them. Okay. Now, having said that, before we had an issue with Russia and the Crimea, with Ukraine, with the U.S. getting involved in destabilizing the government, now this mess that we've got over there, I was bullish on energy for a few reasons. First of all, because even though a lot of companies that are involved more noticeably in some of these fracking plays and shale discoveries and so forth were doing very well and some of their stocks trading up at nosebleed levels, I've been saying for a while and continue to believe that two things are going to happen. One is that the economics and the geology are going to catch up with some of those type of players, and we're going to find out that we don't have the magnitude of the reserves that are recoverable at reasonable prices that we think we do. A corollary to that, guys, is that a lot of these companies have been operating with negative cash flows. They've been going out selling god-awful piles of cheap debt to the markets, which have had an appetite for junk debt for some time now. And God forbid we have an economic shock, all of that's going to come to a screeching halt. So those types of deposits are vulnerable. At the same time, there's a lot of conventional companies, conventional oil service stocks, the conventional producers of oil and gas, whose share prices have been ignored. And now that we've seen in the recent past some temporary weakness for both crude oil and natural gas prices, I've been looking at a lot of companies, guys, that are not only off their, way off their 52-week highs, but I'm talking about good companies making profits that are selling for 30 or 40% less than what their peaks were earlier this year. It's insane. And so I'm starting to add some of those names to my recommendations at an increasing clip, number one. And I'm talking here about the conventional energy companies. And these are stories because of economics and what's going on in the industry, guys, that I liked before all of these geopolitical fears. If worse things happen where Ukraine and Iraq is concerned, the story is only going to get better.
Chris, it really seems like not only recently, but for quite some time now, when geopolitical events seem to escalate, energy is at the forefront. And we all know every economy needs energy and needs an increasing amount of energy to grow, just because that's what it takes to produce more products, and just even technology is a bigger and bigger drain on energy. So my question to you is, are you looking at simply energy companies that are based inside the U.S., or are you looking abroad as well?
I'm looking primarily at ones that are in the U.S. and in this hemisphere. I think that's the safest bet. I'm not discounting, and in fact, I'm probably going to be adding to my list a couple of the big drillers that are based overseas that have operations around the world, but I will be leaning toward ones in this hemisphere. My wish, and I'm not going to get this, my wish is that this country is at some point finally going to extricate itself in a bigger way from other parts of the world and look to the reserves and the potential for further reserves that we have in our own hemisphere. It'll save us money on defense. It'll save lives. And I think it's going to be meaning that we'll have a lot safer fossil fuel reserves in our own backyard, so to speak, until the day comes when we can make alternative and green energy more available and more affordable for the average person. We're still far from that, which is why we need to worry about fossil fuels still. I would like to see us all stay closer to home, and I'll be doing that primarily. And incidentally, Corey, we've talked about this before. I think that a couple of areas that are really not getting any love at all from investors that it's a little bit too soon to write off are coal and especially nuclear power. Nuclear power, we're going to have no choice but to see it have a bigger role again because of a lot of different factors.
So, Chris, will the U.S. become energy independent, just like some of the reports are saying?
No, that is overdone. Again, I think, and a lot of people, you know, Bill Powers is one who's an analyst and an expert in the energy markets. I've talked to other people as well. When you look even at the balance sheets of some of the companies who admittedly, for a short period of time now, have significantly increased both oil and gas production in this country because of these shale plays, they're doing it by taking on obscene leverage, obscene levels of debt in many of these cases. And the economics and geology both are going to come back to bite them. So that story is overdone, and we're going to learn the hard way before too long, I fear, that we're going to pay a big price again as a nation for not having a really far-reaching energy policy and getting way too complacent again because we have had some of these increases in production, which I don't think are going to last too terribly long.
Chris, what I think is important is that investors need to understand that there are a lot of energy companies out there, or at least a few that you find are undervalued. However, there are still some that are riding this wave of what people believe will be this energy independence, and everybody that believes fracking is the best way to pull out some gases and some oil from the ground when, quite frankly, it's costing these companies a lot of money. And as you said, they are going deeper and deeper into debt. It's a scary situation, and you can't just look at all stocks in the energy sector and think that they're a good buy. You need to be very selective out there, and you need to pay attention to really the economics around the company. And I like your advice in the aspect of look at the big guys that have been around for a long time, because those are some of the companies not only are going to stay around, and you know what, sometimes if they go through little dips, it's a good time to pick up some shares, simply because these are the fundamental and strong companies that will be driving the energy industry in the U.S. Chris, always appreciate your time. We're going to have you back on for another segment. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back after this.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of our show, Corey and I are chatting with a guy who we got a lot of time for, Lawrence Ralston. Lawrence is a geologist. He writes a great newsletter, travels around the world. He's probably one of the most respected people in our particular industry, and it's great to have you on the show, Lawrence. Lawrence, the general consensus among folks associated with KER right now is it looks like the resource sector is coming back. We're seeing strength in some of the markets, in some of the stocks, I guess I should say. Certainly not the strength that was exhibited, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, but we are seeing companies that are coming back. My portfolio, which I have fully disclosed, is doing actually pretty well given where I bought some of those shares at. Do you agree that the resource sector is perhaps on its way back in a positive direction?
Oh, I agree totally that the market is beginning to come back. And in fact, I've been saying for a while now that a segment of the market is coming back and has been actually showing considerable strength for quite a few months now. But the recovery is not even. I don't think we're going to see an across-the-board recovery for some time yet. There are some companies that have done very, very well. In the newsletter, we have companies that have doubled and more since the start of this year. In fact, on average, we're up something like 13% on our favorite companies. But there's a large number of companies that may never recover, and they're holding down the whole market. So if you look at the market average. Like if we look at the Toronto Venture Index, it's up a few percent from the start of the year, but it's going to be a long time yet before we're seeing an across the board recovery. So it's an uneven recovery is the best way to describe it.
Lawrence, are you finding yourself right now attracted to junior companies or maybe companies that are a little bit past the junior label and a bit more advanced?
You know, I think everything in the sector is junior, the broad junior market. There's quite a range. You know, some of the companies that we're looking at have multi-hundred million dollar market values, but they're still exploration companies and still really juniors. But it is those larger market cap companies that are getting the attention right now. Part of it is because the money that's coming into the market now is coming from larger investors, from institutional investors. And those groups, their target market are larger companies by virtue of the fact that they need to look at larger companies. So that's where the money's coming to, but not only just larger companies, but companies that have got something to offer. And where the real focus is right now are companies that have production within sight or have, you know, some kind of realistic hope of achieving production within some number of years, that they've identified a property, confirmed that there's economic viability to the project, and they're advancing that down the path toward production. So that's where the real attention is being focused right now from these institutional investors that are the ones that are really bringing the money into the industry right now.
In terms of your newsletter, what companies do you particularly like right now and why?
In the latest issue, we re-ranked them. There's roughly 20 companies that we've put into our top-ranked companies. A couple of examples: Balmoral made a discovery in Quebec, and very, very special discovery, very high grades at that surface, and that company's had a very positive reaction in the market, you know, the share price more than doubling over the last few months. That's one example. And other companies that are more advanced, like Mag Silver, with very, very interesting situation in Mexico, where they're partnered with the largest silver producer. And another example of the kind of company that's really getting attention right now. And another one, a newly restructured company, Pure Gold Mining, solid group of people behind it, and they've taken on a big property position in the Red Lake District of Ontario, a past-producing mine, and then they subsequently acquired a second past-producing mine. But what they're really going after is the large-scale exploration potential in one of the largest, most productive districts in Canada. So those are the kind of things that we're looking at right now.
Lawrence, you mentioned Pure Gold taking over a past mining camp. Why do you think we've been seeing a lot of junior companies taking over and moving in on past producing mines to further explore these areas?
Well, yeah, we're seeing a lot of it. And it's an area that I really, really like. And it's an area that we've been very successful with in the newsletter over the past decade. You get a situation where these things were explored in, often in decades gone by. First of all, the metal prices were at a totally different level, which just created a very different economic outlook. And secondly, new technologies have come along to improve the exploration techniques, and also mining approaches have changed to the point where what might not have been viable 10, 20, 30 years ago is now as good as it gets within the industry. And, you know, the Pure Gold situation there in the Red Lake camp, a perfect example of that. That was a very high-grade producing situation way back. And, you know, a few years back, another company tried to explore it. they just didn't have enough money to do a good job of it. So these guys have taken over. They've got a lot of expertise in that camp, and they've got enough money to properly execute and show the value of what's there in that camp.
You know, I have to tell you, I am really optimistic right now, not necessarily for the immediate future, and I would define the immediate future as being very, very immediate, you know, for the rest of August. You know, that might be a little too short a fuse, but I think that starting in September, I think that this thing is going to come back in spades, and by that I mean the resource sector. And the reason I say that is I go back to the old argument that Bob Moriarty gave on this show 3 or 4 years ago, and that old argument had to do with people are going to want to buy things. They're going to want to buy assets in the ground. They're going to get away from, you know, some of the underwritings, for example, that are coming out right now, making kids instant bazillionaires. That takes us right back to the late 90s and very, very early part of this decade when, you know, it was really all about quote unquote, the new paradigm. New paradigms are wonderful, but having said that, I really think you have to have things you can touch, see, feel, etc., to feel secure in your investing. And, you know, high quality resource companies give you that. They give you a call on assets. Assets in the ground, assets that have been stockpiled, what have you. And I think the wheat also, something you mentioned, Lawrence, the wheat has also, I think, been separated from the chaff in terms of a lot of these companies. A lot of the companies that existed right around, whenever it was the turn of, you know, the turn of, say, 1912, I'm sorry, 2012, 2013, they shouldn't have been there. They were not fundamentally sound investments. The ones that have left, I think, truly, truly are. Having said that, we appreciate your input on this. I want to strongly endorse Lawrence's newsletter, Resource Opportunities. If you want to get more information on Resource Opportunities, simply go to our favorite site section. Lawrence does not get paid to write up these companies, and his disclosure is very, very accurate in terms of whether or not he owns positions in these companies. You see absolutely nothing even closely remoting front-running here. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with Peter Brand. Peter, we try to give all opinions on this particular show. And there is a contingent, there are, to be perfectly speaking in correct English, there are a number of people out there who feel that the Dow Jones Industrial Average, i.e. the conventional markets, are going to take a real hit later this fall. You know, we've heard thoughts as high as a 40% haircut or thereabouts. Based on your technicals, and you've been doing this for a long time, man, and you're really good, but based on your technicals, you're saying you don't think that's going to happen. Can you elaborate a little bit for us?
I don't. It's just amazing to me how every time we have a 1 or 2 percent correction in the stock market, the bears come out of the woodwork and start talking about doom and gloom and a return to a depression on steroids. And I just don't see it. I believe the Dow is on its way, or the S&Ps is really what I key in on, is on its way to 2250 or so, that we will see the market go much higher. Those folks who want to be bearish need to keep in mind that we are at all-time record high prices. We are within striking distance of higher levels of stock prices based on the major indexes than we've ever been in history. You know, as a technical trader, I've learned over time that the trend is your friend. And picking the all-time record high price in the stock market, to me, is a way to go broke. It's not a game I want to play. I'd rather stay with the trend. I had alerted my membership of the research that we do here several weeks ago that we thought the S&P could go back to 1890 to 1905. That's exactly where it went today. So I think we're back up. The correction perhaps is close to being over, if it's not over as of this morning, and we are headed back toward higher grounds. And not only here in the U.S., but we are extremely constructive and have been on the stock indexes in Asia. We think Asia, this is the century of Asia, and Asian stock indexes are poised, we believe, to actually go parabolic.
Peter, those are some interesting comments. And stretching out internationally to some markets, what about some of the markets over in Europe? We see the ongoing political conflicts that's happening over there, but we also hear about some record unemployment levels. Do you think that the European markets will do well?
No, the European markets, I think, are dogs. I mean, you've got some structural problems with how economies are managed over there. We have a Fed here that can print money and monetize debt. You do not really have that with the European central bank system. They do not have the ability to do what the Federal Reserve does or the central banks in other countries. And it's really an in-depth system in some ways that can do some things that can't do others. And you still have some economies that are extremely strong over there, especially in Northern Europe. But you continue to have a bumpy road in some of the European countries to the south in the Mediterranean zone. Germany's doing extremely well. We think there's a chance that the UK can have a good run in its stock market, but range bound in Europe, and you've got conflicting situations over there, and you probably will continue to. It's much better to push your shopping cart through other continents at this point in time, we think.
Peter, how do you feel about precious metals right now, specifically two of them, gold and silver?
Gold and silver and platinum, you got them all. I want to be an extreme bull in gold. I really want to talk about 2,200, 2,300 gold. We think there's a chance that gold's putting in a bottom of very significant magnitude, but it is going to be important for the gold market to clear 1,400 for that to happen. So for right now, why we tend to want to be very constructive on gold, we recognize we're range bound, and 1240 to 1390, that's $150 range. We're locked in there. We've been locked in there pretty much all year. But we think of the precious metals, gold has a chance to do much better. We don't really like silver. We're not fans of silver. We think silver, while some people consider it a precious metal, can and it does have precious metal qualities to it, it is still in many senses an industrial metal. And so it's kind of like Europe, it's stuck in the middle. And so if we would take a shot on the long side of precious metals, it would be in gold. We still think there's a chance, maybe a 25% chance, that silver can have one more massive decline down to the $15 level. Things have to happen for that to happen first. So that's kind of where we're at. If we want to be bullish on gold, we're concerned if we're wrong there that the play is being short silver. So right now we are long gold. We are fully long gold. We have a full long position in gold futures at the present time.
Peter, do you put any credence or pay attention to the silver-gold ratio in any of your investment decisions?
Gold-silver ratio is really one of the biggest jokes in the precious metal markets. I'm just amused the fact that the silver bulls think that the ratio ought to be at 20 to 1, because some Spanish king declared it so in the 1500s. The gold-silver ratio tends to be in a range of 20 to 1 on up to 80 to 1. We'll continue to be in that range. There is nothing magic to me about the gold-silver ratio. It's kind of like the corn-soybean ratio. You know, over time, it'll find a range and go back and forth within that range. But the idea that there's something magic about a 20 or 25-to-1 gold-silver ratio, I think, is foolishness.
You know, I don't follow that very much. I think people can get overwhelmed with various technical aspects of the markets. I try to boil it down to something very simple, and that is, to me, the fundamentals show that gold should rise, and that's all I need personally. You know, we have a plethora of technical experts on this show, and you're obviously included in that category. But I have to say that, you know, if I look at gold for one very simple reason, and I disagree with you on silver, but who cares, you know, it's and that is I like the fact that you can buy an ounce of silver right now for $20 as opposed to an ounce of gold for around $1,300 or thereabouts. But having said that, I think there are some very basic fundamental reasons to purchase and hold physically gold and silver. I'm not in there for the trade, and but it sounds to me like you're in there possibly a little bit more for the trade. Is that correct?
Yes and no. I mean, I can find no complaints whatsoever with an investment philosophy that would place 10 or 15% of one's assets in precious metals cash, holding it in a safety deposit box. I have absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. In fact, I own gold bullion. I own Krugerrands. You remember Krugerrands. I purchased more additional physical gold when prices got under $1,250 here the middle of last year. And I like owning gold. I really don't care much about owning silver. I do like owning physical gold. But again, I think for me it's just a hedge. It's a hedge against inflation because I think that gold, more than perhaps any of the other commodities, does tend to appreciate as paper currencies depreciate. Gold is a great hedge against paper currency.
Peter, you mentioned inflation there. I have to go there and ask you if you think inflation is going to be a big driver or if we're going to see deflation.
I don't know. I mean, there's such a debate. And, you know, the bond market and 10-year notes and go back and forth. And, you know, there's the research that I follow, the best macroeconomic research I follow is actually published up in Montreal by the bank credit analyst folks. And, you know, they're going back and forth on it that, you know, Yellen is will act too quickly. Yellen will not act quick enough. It's a big debate, and I'm not really sure what side of – if there was a market on that, and I suppose one could say there is a market on it through precious metals, but I'm not sure I have any real strong conviction on inflation versus deflation at the present time.
Interesting comment. You know, I appreciate guests, Corey, that if they really don't feel highly qualified in an area, that they simply state that they just don't have an opinion on that one. And Peter, that's one thing that we and our listeners like a lot about our conversations with you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the first hour. Stick around. Right after the break, we're going to go into the second hour of the weekend edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.